This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Well, I'm eating a Nature Valley bar, but should I? Our break, man. This is our break, and we're hungry, and we're happy, and appreciate you being here. Our number two, I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Radio Law Talk, with Denise Dirks, Cal Hunter, our producer, and Todd Kunin, our other co-host. We appreciate you being here because it's July 9, 2022. It's post-4th of July downtime. I mean, isn't it like almost a downer for you? It's like, I had a great 4th of July, and you just, we're back to work. This week I was back to work, working full tilt, back at Radio Law Talk. We do like it, though. This is fun and enjoyable, but it was nice to have a break.
I missed it.
I know, but I it was good it. To have a little bit of a break, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, and with the 4th of July being on a Monday this year, so the last 4 years... 4th of July for me, I really couldn't spend it with the family because I was doing baseball games, because they had baseball games that I was calling on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So for the past 4 years, that was always busy. This was a nice, I didn't have to go anywhere. I got to hang out with the family, hang out with my folks, had a mini family reunion. That was great. Although I did notice, and Denise, you and I were talking about this, for some reason it felt like there was an influx of, how do I put this? Not so legal firework usage.
No.
In and around the neighborhood that I was in. I mean, in California, every state's different, but in California, you have to have a permit. You're not allowed to set off fireworks that pop in the air. If I think the law is...
The unsafe and insane fireworks we're
yes,
talking about.
If they go more than a couple of inches off the ground, they're not legal. And around my folks' place... there California. Were people setting off fireworks that were those that go 100 feet in the air and boom. And I was amazed at the number of fireworks I saw around there.
In
I'm Bakersfield, sure the cops
yeah.
were going to get
caught. In the Bakersfield neighborhood we were in, there were car alarm setter offer fireworks. And you know those aren't safe and sane in a fire zone, you know.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
It's funny. Well, some states, it's just like they're like, it's like you're setting off a war zone. Yet in California, it's like... Officer Jones, it was a sparkler, yes, but it was sparking.
He had two sparklers,
3 inches more than it was supposed to.
That's it, but I do get it. I mean, we live in a state where somebody at a gender reveal party for a baby can set off a little explosive, and the next thing you know, it's billions of dollars of damages. Homes are burned down because it's a dry state. We're in the middle of a drought.
I don't disagree. Yeah. I'm not saying I disagree at all. I'm yeah. just, in fact,
and
I'm,
in this
I'm
area,
glad.
In this area, we have a lot of
NorCal. Yeah.
Wetlands. And different types of protected environments that go up very quickly.
Well, formerly wetlands, Denise.
Yeah, they're
formerly
not wetlands wet. Anymore.
They're just dry land.
They're dry land. Yeah, my cows walk around and go, moo, where's my green grass? It's there's not a lot around here. But, you know, oh well. Today we're going to talk a little bit about the college scandal, Ricky Martin. Is being sued.
What?
Scott Peterson, Supreme Court and Oklahoma Indian Tribes. That's a very interesting one. Clint Eastwood wins again. I've told you guys this before. You guys know this, but I guess the public doesn't know that he is my neighbor. I live... I better be careful what I say. It's kind of a...
You have a secondary residence
yeah,
near his.
Yeah, I have
his.
A secondary residence near his. In fact, we're really close. And I see his helicopter. I've seen his helicopter fly right over the top of my property to his property. But anyway, good one for Clint Eastwood. He wins. Diamonds and Erica Jane. We're going to talk about that and Maxwell sentencing. We got a lot going on. But why we're here is for one thing and one thing only, is to stump Cal Hunter. Wait a minute. He's here to stump us.
Play.
Go ahead.
To play case or no case.
You know, some car dealers will do anything to get an extra nickel. Like the case of a woman in Los Angeles who went to her local Chevy dealer. She just loved the new Chevy Impala, and she wanted one. Jeanette Harris of L.A. needed a newer car, so she asked at the dealership if there might have been an executive car, which would have allowed her to get a much better price on a car that was less than a year old. And that dealership had one. They gave her the better price on the car, gave her an offer sheet. She accepted the offer, didn't sign the contract, but she accepted the offer and said, whoa, wait a minute. What's this extra $1,250 on the contract you gave me above the offer sheet that you gave me? And the guy in the car dealership said, well, that's for the pinstriping and for the wheels and for the floor mats. She said, well, wait a minute. Those were on the car when I test drove them. They said, yeah, but if you want to keep them, because it's a demo car, extra equipment we put on, we'll take it off or we'll bill you for it one way or the other. She said, I don't think so. She felt very, very, very pressured. So she signed the contract and bought the car. And afterwards, she looked at the contract and the offer sheet. Of course, she had copies of both and went to her lawyer and said, you know, this just doesn't seem right to me. I think I got banged out of $1,250. And the lawyer said, you documented, you signed, and now you want to sue. Is that what I'm hearing? And she said, yes. Do I have a case or no case? And so, Fred Penny, the question is, does she have a case or no case?
They, dealers have their very strict rules. What state is this in?
California, Los Angeles.
California is, I got a little cough on, is very strict when it comes to disclosures to people buying cars, probably one of the strictest in the United States.
Yep.
Let me tell you, dealers can't move left, right, middle, up, down without getting in trouble. I'm saying this is a case and she wins, Cal, just because I know they do have you sign paperwork that does say specifically, okay, you understand you can't, there's no, you know, what do you call it? I just spaced it. When you want to think about things.
The waiting period, yeah.
Like a three-day waiting period.
Yeah, grace period, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But, they can't do that. So I'm going to say case, and she wins.
Okay, Todd, what do you think about the case of Jeanette and the almost new Chevy Impala with cool wheels and pinstriping?
So let me just make sure.
Yeah.
So there was an advertised price, but before she had signed on the dotted line, before she agreed to the purchase, when she noticed that it was more than the advertised price and they told her, well, that's because you're buying a car that has these extra things on, the advertised.
So there was an offered price in the offer sheet, and then in the contract it was higher.
But the offered price was for a vehicle that didn't have those things on it.
Didn't specify.
Okay. Yeah. And so she looked at that, raised an objection, the dealer explained, and then she agreed to go forward with the purchase anyway.
Under, she says, great duress, yes.
Well, great duress, okay.
It's called high pressure. Car sales, what do you expect, right?
And the great duress being that she really wanted the car.
Yeah,
so
it was black with red
seats. With the pinstriping and the wheels. And
she wanted everything.
Black with red seats, man, it was beautiful.
Yeah. Okay, I think that it's a case. I think she loses.
All right, fair enough. Denise Dirks, what do you think about the case of Jeanette and the almost new Chevrolet Impala?
Well, I think that this is a very typical way that car sales go. And I can't stand buying a car, quite honestly. I really hate it. I will go in and say, this is the car that I want. I want this color, this inside, these features, this. And if you've got it right now, I'll pay full price.
I'll take it, right.
Exactly. I don't want to sit here and negotiate for, you know, $1,200. It's not worth it. but in this case, I have to say that is such a typical scenario. But I don't believe it's a case.
All right, fair enough. We only have a minute, so we're not going to give you the answer.
So when we come back, Cal, we're going to find out if you've stumped us or not.
Yeah.
Todd, you said it was not...
He said it was a case and she loses.
What we do know is Cal will get no points.
That's right.
Because we got all the bases covered.
Welcome to my world.
No case, right?
Yep.
All right, we'll be back after this to find out whether or not what the rules are about buying a car.
I get squeezed out by this strategy all the time. You see, they make sure that they're up. Well, it's okay. It doesn't matter. We'll be back with more Radio Law talking about 4 minutes and 30 seconds. Tuned as the program will continue right here.
announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're BizToCredit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple. Repayment plans are flexible and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523. Call now.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Whiny.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
You know, I bought a car not too long ago for our company, and this is a lawyer. I got bamboozled. That was the first time ever. And I bought it used. It was a low-mile Cadillac. Bought it from a used car dealer. I should have looked back and see who was running the dealership, and I should have. It was not a normal dealership. It was a used car dealership. It wasn't like a Cadillac dealer or something like that.
Well, a lot of times these dealerships are B lots, you know, where the big dealerships will take some cars they can't sell in the big dealership and slide them over. So they really run them, and this wasn't one of those.
Here's the key.
Yeah.
And what I did is I said, I want the Equifax. I got all the Equifax, the Carfax, all that stuff. Got all of it. And it proved that it was only a few years old. It was in good shape. Bought it for $28,500. And got it back. And after about 6 months, something started going wrong. I took it into the Cadillac dealership. He came out and said, you know, this has been in an accident. Like the whole front end, it was a bad accident.
Wow.
I said, what? And they showed me. It was all bent up. And they had to see where they straightened it. And they said, yeah, this has been an accident. I go, look, I showed them Carfax and Equifax.
They said, you
know what, though? Guys, a lot of times that's about who reports it, and they won't report it, and they'll hide it, and these shops will kind of do it on the side without anything getting through. I'm like, well, how does that happen? He goes, they do it, and they make it so it doesn't go through.
It's called cheating, yeah.
It's called cheating. And so I was like, do I sue them? And I figured, you know what? It's not worth it. And by the way, that was 2.5 years ago. I just sold the car and bought another one. I sold it for $27,500. I did tell them it wasn't an accident, but that's how cars have gone up so much.
Oh yeah,
that I lost $500 on it, right?
Yeah, wow. I was going to buy a new car this year, and I said nope, I'm holding out. It's too much.
My question, Fred, is when you went to go buy the Cadillac, did you ask what kind of gas mileage it got? And did the salesperson say, you know, if you have to ask, you probably can't afford to buy this car?
No, I will tell you the story behind. I'll tell you a quick story because Fred let me use that car for a weekend when mine was in the shop. I was kind of in a bad way.
The Cadillac's car.
Yeah, he said, here, take the Cadillac. And he said, you know, one of the things you'll like about it most is the mileage, 16 miles gallon.
That's because this is an accident, Cal. It's probably tripping gas all over the place. All right, let's tell us about this case again and tell us what the outcome.
A woman named Jeanette wanted to buy a Chevrolet Impala. She went into a Chevy dealership, asked if they had a program car, one that an executive or a car salesman had driven. They did. The program car had extra wheels on it, floor mats, and pinstriping. She drove the car around. They gave her an offer sheet, said, this is what we'll sell it to you for. She said, I'll take it. They gave her a contract, and it was $1,250 more for the wheels, the pinstriping, and the floor mats. And she said, I don't think so. And they said, well, if you want the car, you got to take it today, you know, right now, right? And that, you know, all that kind of yada yada stuff. So she signed the contract and took the car, and afterward went to her lawyer and said, you know what, I think I got ripped off. And the lawyer looked at her and said, I agree. So he said, you know what we have to do to get your money back is we have to file a case.
Yes.
And she got,
sorry, Denise.
Yeah. The lawyer said, this is not unusual for this particular dealership. We've seen this before.
Yes.
He said, any changes they want to make after they give you an offer.
Yes.
Thankfully for you, you hung on to the offer sheet, and you could establish there was a difference. And therefore, she won her $1,250.
Oh, Todd.
And that, friends, is...
Yes! I relish in my wins. You know why I always relish in my wins? Because they're few and far between. That's the reason.
Yeah.
They're few and far between. I am not doing... Hey, that's two in a row I've got.
Now, next hour case, Fred, the case of Fiona and her grandpa.
Fiona.
Fiona and her grandpa. They just couldn't get along. So
Fiona,
is she
Shrek's wife, that one?
Well, the grandpa did have a green face, but that's a separate story.
All right, let's move on. Move on to Georgetown coach gets the longest sentence in college scandal for a reason. Why, Denise or Todd, why do you think he got what he got? And by the way, we're not going to say what he's gotten yet. Why do you think he got a longer sentence than anyone else?
He was more culpable.
Yeah, I would say that. And just to recap, this is the folks that were essentially making, quote, charitable donations, but they were in essence bribes to get their kids into institutions of higher learning. And it's the one that all the celebrities got mixed up in with Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman. And most all of them have settled or are done. I think this may be one of the last ones. And this particular person was the tennis coach. He was the coach of the team participating in this. And I agree. I think that he was, not only more culpable, but I think that he got a higher sentence because unlike the parents who were on the paying end of the money to get the kids in, he was on the receiving end of the money that was paid to the tune of a pretty good sum.
$3,430,000 he pocketed.
Yes.
$3.43 million he pocketed.
Yeah.
Was he paid that but from the underlying schemer, or was he paid that directly from parents?
All the above, I think. And the underlying schemer guy, his name was Rick Singer. Remember?
Yes.
His name was Rick Singer.
That's a lot of tennis balls.
But I think it was multiple places that he received it, but I don't know where all the under $3.5 million that he received. He got 2.5 years in prison, by the way, which is by far
that's
a long time for that. So,
and you know, when you do time in federal prison, you talk 2.5 years in many state courts. 2.5 years would be 2 years would be 1 year in prison because they usually get the 50% credit. But you do this time in federal, and you're doing like 85% of that.
Well, guess what? He trained Barack Obama's family. He was their little tennis trainer. I'm not one of those guys saying that's Barack Obama. Barack Obama has nothing to do with Barack
Obama. It's called
but
irony.
It's just interesting how that's how well known this guy was. He was super well known. Well, when we come back, we're going to move on from Georgetown coach getting a big sentence, and we're going to talk about Ricky Martin being sued. That one's very interesting also.
Is his lawyer named Monica? Was it like a little Monica in his...
No, but guess what? It's a little bit... I'm going to say it, Amber Heard, Johnny Depp, a little bit of that type of drama in it we're going to talk about.
Cool. Stay tuned. Well, Radio Law Talk is coming up on many of your favorite local radio stations and, of course, anytime, literally, thanks to our podcast at RadioLawTalk.com. And all events free. You can listen there anytime. We'll be back.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quack, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stewart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the...
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Sri Lanka's prime minister is stepping down. The resignation comes as thousands of protesters stormed the president's residence and office, expressing displeasure about a worsening economic crisis. It was not clear if the president was inside at the time. The country is relying on aid from India and other countries as leaders try to negotiate a bailout with the International Monetary Fund. British Defense Minister Ben Wallace says he will not run to replace Boris Johnson as Conservative Party leader and the country's next prime minister. He said he did so after careful consideration and discussing it with colleagues and family. Wallace was seen as the favorite by some after Johnson resigned Thursday after enduring several ethics scandals. Wall Street crawled to a winning week on Friday after a stronger-than-expected jobs report. The major indexes were mixed at the close. This is USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Talking about some trials of the century, you know, the O.J. Simpson, Amber Heard, Johnny Depp. I'm not going to say it's the trial of the century, but the Scott Peterson trial was a bizarre one out of Northern California where this guy, his wife, and a child, unborn child, that was literally about 8 months, pregnant, she was, Lacey, his wife, disappeared, and he worked at a fertilizer plant of some sort, didn't he, out in Northern California, and she finally washed up on the shores of the bay,
San Francisco Bay area,
mm-hmm. and he was convicted and put in jail, and actually was supposed to be put to death.
Yeah.
And then the Supreme Court overturned that. But what's the big thing? I mean, we can go jump to you, Mr. Prosecutor. What's the big issue here of why he's going to get a new trial?
Well, he wants to get a new trial because on one count, he claims there was a juror that should not have sat as a juror. So there's potentially juror misconduct for an individual there. And then he is trying to argue that there's additional evidence. He was precluded from introducing evidence to the jury that somebody else on the same block, there was some sort of crime that occurred on the same block, and the MO of the people that committed that crime was very similar to the circumstances surrounding the abduction and subsequent murder of Lacey Peterson, so they're alleging, but they were unable to present that, and it happened right at the same time frame, and so he is seeking a new trial on the basis of an inappropriate juror misconduct, as well as this additional evidence that he believes he should have been allowed to present to the jury.
Tell us about that juror. I mean, if you remember, I remember. Tell us about that juror, what the weird thing that occurred with that juror.
Oh, now I have to go back into the memory banks. We're trying to think of what her name was. They had a special name for it because her hair was dyed red. Isn't that right? Do you recall that, Denise?
I think so. But yeah. What happened, I think, it's very similar to what happened in
the Maxwell
case.
Yes.
And it, to me, it was really apparent juror misconduct, in my opinion. Of course, I'm not a criminal attorney, so I don't really know if, you know, I don't know if I'm wrong or right. But Maxwell certainly didn't get her her prison time overturned because, or her conviction of guilt overturned because of it.
Apparently, Denise, it was this lady had some prior issues with the death or of being abused as an abused woman.
A pregnant abused woman,
and she didn't bring it forth.
That's right.
And she relied on a technicality in the sense that the question on the questionnaire was framed as, have you ever been a victim of domestic violence, things like that? And she answered no on the technicality that the person that, in her belief, the person that did that was never arrested, charged, or convicted of any of that. So, yeah.
So she wouldn't have been a quote-unquote victim.
Yeah, innocent until proven guilty, and since that didn't happen, that I can't say that I was a victim. But, well, look, the charges were very similar, and or the circumstances of the relationships were very similar to what she, they later found out, had gone through. And so the question is, was she... did that introduce an undue bias in the jury room? Now, look, when you're talking, I know the death penalty was overturned, and he's not facing the death penalty. But when you're a juror on a case that has the severity that the punishment has the potential that the defendant's life could be taken, and then you find out later on that there was something wrong in the process, you can't undo that. You get people sometimes that are convicted wrongfully and they spend a lot of time behind bars. Well, they can be released and maybe there's monetary compensation. It doesn't make it better, but at least they can. The state, the government can try to make it better to rectify it. You can't come back from it if the death penalty was imposed. I mean, it just raises the stakes. That's why in the state of California, if somebody is given the death penalty, it's an automatic appeal process. It automatically goes up on review to the California Supreme Court. And just to make sure that all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed, and in this case, they had to overturn the death penalty because of anomalies that took place during the jury selection process. And the defense team for Peterson is saying, but wait, there's more. He should get a new trial because of this. And the problem now is that the hearing for that was supposed to occur in August.
Yeah, hasn't the governor anyway stayed all death penalty cases?
The governor of the state of California has put a moratorium on the imposition of any death penalty. However,
the enforcement, I thought.
You know, that moratorium is only good for as long as that governor is in power.
Right.
And if you get a new governor that doesn't want to, that stay can be lifted. And you don't want to wait until that time to be challenging the propriety of the death penalty. You want to, so the cases still go forward. But the rehearing for Peterson is now going to have to be delayed. It was supposed to happen in August because...
No, it's supposed to happen earlier than August. It's been reset to August.
Moved to August because Scott Peterson contracted COVID.
He got exposed.
Yeah. Yeah.
He got exposed to COVID, and they said, okay, let's change it up. Hey, even exposure in today's world to COVID means there's automatic time that you have to self-isolate, you know, and then another period of time when you have to mask up. And and right now, there is a lot of COVID. And it's
really? I'm not seeing it.
A lot more coming back, they say.
I don't see it where I am. I don't know of anyone that's got it. Other than one
I know
person.
Everybody.
So you got everybody, and I got nobody.
That's strange.
I have a colleague of mine, not in the legal field, but in other stuff that I do. He just contracted it for the third time and fully vaccinated. Just amazing.
Wow. And you know what the thing is? Mm-hmm. I've heard this strain is a lot lighter and is not nearly as bad. But I don't know.
But it's more transmissible. Yeah. I know of three attorneys right now. Yeah.
So you don't get super sick, but
well,
you're less likely to get
them. Well, stop kissing each other, Denise, then we're not going to get it.
We're family lawyers. We like relationships.
It's like this. Oh, good case, good win. I got to tell you a quick sidebar story, a lawyer story. This is talking law. So I know a number of liberal and conservative lawyers. Those lawyers are all over the board, right? And a very conservative lawyer, ultra-conservative person, said that he believes the death penalty should be taken away in the whole United States. And I'm like, what? I thought you were kind of conservative. And you know what he said to me? And he is a prosecutor in the Attorney General's office for the state of California. And you know what he said? He said, if someone is convicted and they get the death penalty, the amount of money that the taxpayers pay to go all the way to put them to death is so massive, it's not worth it. In fact, he said, it was kind of a different perspective. And I'm not saying I agree or disagree, but his perspective was, they suffer more if they're sitting in jail the rest of their lives or in prison the rest of their lives. And he said, if they're just in prison, then they're in prison, and it's cheaper to house them in prison, the cost compared to what it takes in order to push them through this process.
Through the process.
He says it takes sometimes tens of millions of dollars for one person. So what I'm bringing up is, I'm not agreeing with it, I'm just saying that's another view that's very interesting, and what he brought up was typical of what I'm seeing in Scott Peterson's trial. This thing will never end. How much money do you think the state / county, I think, or is this the county? I don't even know. I think it's a local prosecutor, the county. How much money do they have to spend in order to finish this thing up? It'll go forever. Millions and millions and millions of dollars.
And you know, Fred, I bet that there are many people who would agree with what that prosecutor said in California, but we do not have an end of natural life in prison.
Right.
Everybody in there is eligible for parole. Even the most heinous criminals are eligible for parole. Yeah. So I think that's probably the main objection.
Maybe, no, I'm not saying I agree, disagree, but I thought about that and I said, you know, that is kind of logical. Here's an ultra-conservative person. I'm going, wow. They said it's the most arduous process in the world.
I looked it up, and it said that the trial itself cost a minimum of $3.2 million. There was $1.8 million in costs incurred by Stanislaw County and an additional $1.4 million in expenses to the city of Modesto.
So you're talking, it's $10 million by the time you're done dealing.
Absolutely. This doesn't include the cost of appeal.
Ricky Martin, we're going to talk about him when we get back.
Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming up. Lots of great talk on great topics that you'll talk with your friends about later. That's with which you will talk. Wait a minute. Anyway, you and your friends will talk about it later. Coming up, more Radio Law Talk as we continue. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake. Oh, that's down.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
Ricky Martin.
That was interesting.
That was a weird way to say it. I hope that wasn't offensive.
That was very nice.
Ricky. And the reason I say Ricky, because of the way he sings, you know, it's kind of...
Yes.
He's Latin, very Latin singer. But apparently he's suing his ex-manager. And
he's being sued.
I mean, being sued by his ex-manager. Yeah. You're right. He's not being sued because of what, Denise? What's going on with Ricky Martin? And the interesting thing more than that is a little bit of... She's threatening to spill the beans of what goes on in his life and what she has done. And I want to talk about NDAs because apparently she has an NDA that she signed.
Yeah, so, no, I mean, of course she would have an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, you know, and can't talk about his personal life. She is his former ex-manager, and she is suing him for breach of contract. She alleges that he didn't... you know, that he did not pay her properly, and that was between 2020 and 2022. So, and this is kind of a weird thing. He's also got a very mysterious domestic violence restraining order against him. Well, we don't know who has brought that domestic violence restraining order, but it's been granted in temporary form, and he has been served with it, and it's something we don't know who that person is yet. Ricky Martin does not live on the mainland. He lives in Puerto Rico, I believe, and I believe that these suits are from Puerto Rico. So Drucker is the name of his ex-manager.
Yes.
And she is really pulling no stops on trying to get paid and you know, get after him and all of that. And it's all during this time of COVID, so you really don't know yet if it's going to be something that's going to be valid or not valid. But one thing for sure, if she discloses things that are in the non-disclosure agreement, then he could potentially countersue against her and get a judgment against her as well.
Just to clarify, this is interesting about this non-disclosure agreement, because in the complaint, what is alleged is that Martin is attempting to get her to sign a non-disclosure agreement, essentially withholding funds. We're not going to settle. I'm not going to pay you what I owe you until you sign this non-disclosure agreement. So they're attempting to do that. And now by her filing the lawsuit, it's like, okay, look, I've alleged that I know some things that are going on. And, you know, if this lawsuit goes forward because I haven't signed the non-disclosure agreement, that's going to have to come out in the course and scope of the lawsuit, because we've alleged it as part of our complaint. And so what do you want to do? It's an interesting chess move here, because it's like, well, this is actually going to have to come out as part of the case. I haven't signed that yet. Do you really want to go down that road?
Yeah, no, that's a really good point.
So, I mean,
it's like a preemptive strike.
Yes, it's strategery.
It is. It's really good. But she does say a lot of tongue-in-cheek things about him having indiscretions and about him creating a toxic work environment, and so there is a lot of allegations that kind of show that she may have some very good, juicy information on him, and he better, you know, he better pay up.
The complaint makes reference, for example, it doesn't give specifics, but it makes reference to an incident in September of 2020 that the complaint describes it as a quote, potential career-ending allegation for Ricky Martin. And you know that people are just, oh, what is that? And again, it appears in the complaint that she hasn't signed the non-disclosure agreement, that is what is, that Martin is withholding payment because it hasn't been signed.
Oh.
And, boy, this is...
And I wonder if there's a connection between this case and the domestic violence restraining order case.
Well, the other thing that I think here is, look, if you sign an NDA, and it's not part of a court proceeding, you sign a non-disclosure agreement, there's still this, well, I certainly hope they pay the money and it has to go back and forth. But if you enter into a non-disclosure agreement in exchange for the payment of money as part of the settlement of a lawsuit that the courts are now involved in, you kind of have a little bit more teeth to force payment. Like a judge might say, I'm not going to sign off on that until this money is put in an escrow account. And then when this is signed, then she gets her money and you get, it's like you got a referee there. And maybe this whole thing is because they just don't trust him to keep his word that he'll pay the money that's owed if she signs. So a lot of stuff going on. This is going to be an interesting one.
She said she was mistreated, manipulated, and lied to. That's what her allegations are. And, quote, she will not be silenced.
I wonder if she was forced to buy a car with pinstriping that was $1,200.
That's my question. What about extra wheels?
Extra wheels, yes.
The Supreme Court. This is something that's going on in Oklahoma that I was a little shocked about. Number one, the first shock was I didn't realize the Native Americans own so much of Oklahoma, apparently a large area of Oklahoma and the eastern half of Oklahoma, that, you know, I guess I would like to look up to see how many acres it is. But the issue is whether or not, so what you've got to learn or understand is, when, let's say people, I get these calls all the time. Well, I slipped and fell at a casino, and the casino was Indian tribe casino. Most personal injury lawyers are going to go, will pass because you have to go through a different process. You can't go through the normal state court. It goes through the, you have to, you're suing the Indian tribe is, and the, on its land is like a separate country. And it's bizarre, but that's, it's a country within a country. And they're not easy to win, and they're difficult to prosecute. But, so that's what happens here. So the question is, in this case, in Oklahoma, the issue is, an eastern half of Oklahoma where there's tribal lands, can the state enforce and go in and prosecute people for things that occurred in that area? This is what I'm a little confused about. The Supreme Court originally ruled, no, they can't. Then it re-reviewed things, and I don't know how they did that or why, and then narrowed it, saying, well, yes, the state does have an interest and can basically look at any cases that occurred between a non-tribal person and a tribal person on that Indian land and can come in and do some prosecutions. Is that right?
Pretty much. The case before the Supreme Court that was at issue that for the decision that was released last week was a situation where I believe it was a non-tribal person had committed an offense against a tribal person. So the question was whether or not the previous Supreme Court rulings were that the jurisdiction to prosecute that case. This is from the 2019 ruling that was authored by Justice Gorsuch. And in that one, it was, look, the tribe has jurisdiction and the federal government has jurisdiction, but the state does not. And then in this case here, and that case was decided, I believe, on the basis of a tribal defendant with a victim that may or may not have been a part of the tribe, but it was a tribal defendant. In this case here, it was a non-tribal defendant and a tribal victim. And really what I see the court doing here is this, and it seem, in my opinion, this seems to be a trend over the last 3 or 4 years of the court, which is, a lot of this can and should be decided by the legislature in passing laws and affixing the jurisdiction, which they have the capability to do, but you're asking us to enforce laws where this particular scenario is not specifically mentioned. Stop asking the court to do the legislature's job. That's kind of how I read the opinion, because in this one here, despite the 2019 opinion that says the tribe, it's either the tribe or the federal government, they said, well, in this case here, where the perpetrator is a non-tribal person, the state can enforce and has dual jurisdiction, and the two code sections that you cited don't preclude that. They could have come.
Even if
acted
on Indian lands, I think that's the key. That's the narrowing of it.
Well, here's,
because before they thought only the Indian tribe, justice system itself, or the federal government could do it on Indian lands and not the state. So now this gives the state more rights, which seems to be the trend.
And how this started? The state sentenced this guy to 35 years. They said, nope, the federal could only do that, and they sentenced him to 7 years. Big difference. That's how this came about. We're going to come back, hour number three, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the latest cases, including Clint Eastwood's case. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk. As Fred just told you, hour number three is coming up at 6 minutes after, either on many local radio stations or live at RadioLawTalk.com. We'll see you here then.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.